You're listening to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Si Hearn.
Si. You good?
Very good, are you?
Yeah. You know, let's get going. I can feel it starting already. Okay, welcome to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best, and...
Si Hearn.
Si, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Si.
I am. Good man. Yeah. He's always good, is this guy. Right, excellent stuff. So, welcome to another episode of the Business Profit Club. And today we are talking all things platforms. And I don't mean, here we go, platform 9¾, although these are magic. It's head in hands time. Yeah. Shaking his head. He can't believe it. He can't believe he thought that I wouldn't reference the Harry Potter platform debacle that this is rapidly turning into. However, I don't know. Have you ever been to King's Cross and had a look at the shop, Harry Potter shop, and the little bit of the side? Right. If you ever do, for all those people in London or people that have gone through King's Cross or those that have got kids of a certain age and those that have been, you will see a permanent queue of people waiting to dress up next to a trolley that is halfway through a brick wall so that they can have a photo taken of them looking like they're going through the wall as if they're going onto platform 9¾. And the shop next to it is heaving. I don't know what their turnover is on that, but boy, that is a busy place. So anyway, there you go. Platform 9¾. But that's not the platform we're talking about, is it? You know, that blank look is, I tell you what, I need to play this. I'm disappearing off into the weeds, aren't I? There you are.
You're off again. That's it.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just went off on one there. Anyway, let's talk about it. So platforms, social media.
Yeah.
So we've got loads, haven't we?
There's loads. There's loads of social media platforms out there. But what we must say is you must concentrate on one or two. Get good at those one or two before you think of doing any more. But what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about all the different platforms, who their audience are.
Yep.
And then it's up to you to decide which appeals to you, which sounds like you'd like to represent your business on that platform.
Yeah. So, I mean, most people will be on something or another. They've probably gone on there without really realizing why they're doing it. But they've gone on and they'll have probably captured something and named it something a little bit odd. One of the things, just going back right back to the beginning, because I love property, investing in property and things like that, I always talk about getting your real estate, your online real estate, and making sure you secured it. So whether that's in your own name or your business name or your potential new business name, you should be looking about it, going to all the major platforms, so Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube,
Twitter.
Pinterest, the lot, Instagram, and what have you. And looking if you can save your name or your business name in there. Now, a couple of things about that. There's only a certain number of characters in there.
There is.
So for us, when we were doing Business Profit Club.
And on Twitter,
yeah,
we are B Profit Club because we couldn't have Business Profit Club.
Because there's too many characters. Yeah. So there's always sometimes a compromise that you have to make. But if you can keep it consistent across all the platforms, that's a real plus because then people don't have to hunt for a different name, a slightly different name or whatever. So if you were Si Hearn on one and then it was Nigel Best on another and then it was Business Profit Club on a third, that's a bit confusing. Try and keep them all the same. Try and keep it something simple, something that's fairly easy to explain to people as well. Because if you're talking to people over the phone or whatever, then... spelling things out can be a real pain in the ass.
It needs to be simple. And a good way to get around this is to have all your platforms linked throughout.
Yeah.
So if you're on Facebook, you link in your Instagram, your Twitter, your Pinterest, all on there. Then on the same on Instagram, you link in all those on there. So you can see a congruency between all of the platforms so that you can... uniform, see, so it's like when you were at school and you wore a school uniform, you knew all the kids were in your school because they wore a school uniform.
Yep.
Well, that's why we want all of ours to be like kids at school in their uniforms. All
you know where you are.
Exactly.
The Business Profit Club, you know what school you're in.
That's it. Exactly.
It's the school for business, for making profit, and it's a great club.
Yeah.
So, exactly. I mean, that's really, really useful. Keep it consistent. Apart from anything, one of the things that I notice a lot of people get hung up about is thinking of a name. That takes people forever, and then they keep changing their minds, and then they want different photos, so they'll take a photo of them, and then it'll be a logo, and then they don't like the logo, and then it'll be a different one, and then they've kind of set one up on one with one logo and one name, and then they change it, but they haven't changed them all and all the rest of it. Have a think about it before you start. Pick a simple photo that can be consistent, that if someone's on one of them, when they see you on another platform, it's the same imagery, same font type, same wording, and when they go to the website, it's the same again. Why? Because when it comes down to advertising, especially on Facebook ads, if you show someone a Facebook ad, when they click through it, through that Facebook ad, if they see something that's very different style, font, image, whatever it is, you will notice a huge drop off. There's like a break in trust on that. A lack of congruency, as you say.
Exactly. People will lose that trust. They won't think it's the same thing. They might think they've clicked through a spam link or something like that.
Yeah, and then they've gone to the wrong place and they're worried suddenly. And they've gone. You're absolutely right.
Worried about fishing, aren't they? And I don't mean anything with the rod.
No. Yeah, there you go. I was going to say it. this I shouldn't have got this sound effect thing, you know, it's not there, but anyway, the real estate across the social media platforms, really important. Work out the character length. So if you've got a huge long name for your business, think about, okay, you know, how do people refer to this business? It's probably by a shortened version. See if you can get that. Check out all the platforms at kind of the same time before you secure them all, because it's not very good if you get three or four and then you have two or three others that have to be something different. See if you can get them all the same. And remember, we came up against the problem with Twitter and the character length, but there we go. Next thing, let's move on then. So you were talking right at the beginning, you were recommending concentrating on one, maybe two social media platforms. Why do you reckon that? Why don't you want to do 12 all at once?
Well, it's like chasing two rabbits. You're never going to catch any.
There you go. I've never heard of it like that. But yeah, you're right.
How can you chase two rabbits? You can't. So let's focus on one or two that you can get real looking well, that you can get good content on, that you can get traffic to.
Yep.
And then from there, you can send the traffic to other places. But if you try and do it on all of them, you're just going to be a busy fool.
And one of the things that a lot of people talk about when they're talking about social media, and I fall into this trap, I'm sure most people do, is when they talk about being consistent. So if you're putting content up, if people are expecting you to be putting two bits of content a day or two bits a week or two bits a month, if you are consistent, people appreciate that more and you get a better kind of reaction to it. If you are going across umpteen different platforms, not only have you got to get your head around how you do everything, and it can be confusing at times trying to do this, but when you've got limited amount of time, spreading yourself thin and being a bit half-hearted on them is nowhere near as good as what you're saying. Be concentrated and get good.
Yeah, and that's why I just said look at all the platforms, because Instagram's mainly an image one. So if you like images, that would be better. Twitter's more of a...
it's like news and current affairs. It's in the now, isn't it?
Yeah. If you want to be giving updates by text, you'd rather do that than...
Newsjacking, it's very good for that. If what we mean by newsjacking is if there's something big going on, you commenting on that using the hashtag, the hashtag that's being used at the moment that's trending or whatever, you can piggyback that news to talk about your particular thing potentially. But the other thing is, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Which one would you pick to concentrate on?
Well, I would pick on where I'd get you to think, where is your customer? And that's the most important thing, because where is your customer hiding? That is the key question. There you go. Where is
it? Is but nobody thinks about it.
No,
do they just think, oh, I've heard of this new social media thing. I'm going to do da 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 da. Oh, I've got 20,000 followers on Instagram. I said, yeah, but are any of them likely to be your customers?
It's like LinkedIn. If you're looking for businesses, there's no better place than to go on LinkedIn because it's for business to business.
Yeah.
If you're looking for customers for a weight loss product, say, for example, then the best place is somewhere like Facebook or Instagram, where everyday people are going on there to have a look. And emotion is one of the triggers for buying.
Yeah.
So if they see it, they're going to buy.
Now, one of the things that people sometimes mention, you may have heard it being talked about. You may know it fully. You may be, you know, I might be teaching. It's like teaching your granny to suck eggs. But I'm going to talk about the Avatar.
The film?
Thank you. No. I'm not talking about 10-foot blue cat-like people.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about an avatar, which is your ideal customer. So it's who is your ideal customer? You know, how old are they? What do they do? Where do they hang out? You know, what are they interested in? What typically makes them buy? What are their pain points? What are the solutions that they're looking for? What is it that you, your product, your service, your business can do to help those particular people? Now, whenever you ask the question on this and you sort of say, okay, who's your customer? The number of times people come back and they kind of describe someone living on the planet. And that's about as targeted as it gets.
Yeah.
Well, we know that that can't be true.
No.
Because we are a very wide and diverse bunch of people on this planet. We're not all interested in the same things. So when you're looking at working out who your ideal customer is, you've got to put down some certain things. There must be some common themes, some common traits. Now, we do not have the 70 million data points that Google does.
No.
Because we ain't got their data. We don't have this probably similar number on Facebook for Facebook ads. But we have a decent idea as to whether they live in this country.
Yeah.
Overseas. Often, you know, it can be reasonably split into men or women. So if you think of certain perfumes, certain aftershaves, they would be an obvious men or women sort of split. So don't bother marketing necessarily to someone that isn't going to either buy it or consume it.
No.
Now, there's loads to this and we've broken it down. And if anyone wants a free PDF as to how to complete or check on their avatar, then you need to just go to the website. It'll be there. We'll put one for download your free PDF. Or if you want to email us at
Si@businessprofitclub.co.uk.
Yeah.
Or
Nige@businessprofitclub.co.uk. Email either of us, both of us, whatever. We can fire that across. Or find us on Facebook messages. DM us on Instagram. And we are just Business Profit Club.
Yeah.
On those sort of things. So, you know, we will give you that. Give you that for free, and you can then work out who you think your customer is. Now,
would you just say one thing? I'm thinking about this on your avatar.
Yeah,
I always think it's always good to give your avatar a name.
Yes. So I even went to the level of picking a picture off Google. So I just went into Google Images and put in a description of my person, and up come some faces. So I've got Bob and Mary as my avatars, and I put it onto a, just cut and paste it onto a Word document, printed it out and pinned it up on the wall.
And it helps you focus, doesn't it, on what you're looking for.
Instead of having a conversation, email or otherwise, on your marketing, instead of talking to a blank wall, instead I was talking to Bob and Mary. Okay. So I say, Mary, I hear you. You know, I guess you're struggling with that Facebook ad. Let's go back to this bit. How about if we just do these three steps now, would that make that ad easier? And Mary's saying, thank you, Nigel.
I'm thinking
that's brilliant.
Mary quite like that because she don't have to talk, leave it to you.
Yeah, there you go. Where is he? Hang on, where's my, that is a flipping disappearing off, isn't he? I've got to stop that. That's going to become super annoying. Anyway. So that's a freebie. That's a freebie for everyone out there. You know, get that user. It's really important. One of the things that I've found with coaching people on social media is when they nail down their avatar, they are much better at coming up with the copy for their ads. What do we mean by copy? The words. Yep. The words and phrases that people use. So in episode number 2 of this podcast, we talked about the kind of overall story.
We did.
Talking about the character, the customer, the person that you're making, you as a business are making the hero. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to that. But that is really important because, you know, if you're talking about this person and you're picking up on their pain problems and what have you, you can then use those words and those emotions in the marketing, in the advertising, and you can draw people in. Because if we're talking about, do you find this? Is this always a struggle or can you do this? I mean, people are going, yeah, it's like you're in my head.
They can resonate with it, can't they? Get it exactly. It's like if you're trying to send copy about a dog to a cat lover,
yeah,
pointless.
Yeah.
Whereas if you target it towards the cats, they're going to think, oh, I've got a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I've had that problem.
Yeah.
I'm getting this.
Yeah.
I'm having one.
That's it. And that's what we're after here. The Business Profit Club is business, growth, profit, growth. Boom.
That's it.
There you go. But, okay, right, so we've concentrated. We've got a customer, and the reason that we're concentrating on certain ones is that's where we think the customer most likely is. So depending on demographics, what it is you're buying, selling, whatever, you know, all those sort of things, that'll probably help you focus in on which social media platform.
Correct.
So you've mentioned Instagram, very visual. So food, clothing, style sort of things are very
weight
good for
loss.
Very good for that. Facebook, maybe a very wide range, 2 billion people. So there's probably a big range of things on that. LinkedIn, very business-like. So you need to work out where you are, who you're trying to appeal to. Okay. When it comes to platforms, though, would you recommend trying to work it out yourself or getting help from other people who are good at it?
Well, I think the key is, like with anything, if you don't know about it, learn.
That's it?
Learn.
Would you do it yourself? Would you spend the time to do it yourself or would you shortcut that with help from others?
Well, if you're sensible, you'd shortcut it with help from others. That's there what I thought.
There you go.
You could learn it yourself if you haven't got anything to do. But I'm sure there's not many people with nothing to do.
No. And the people listening to this podcast are people that are wanting to get there quicker. Tried to click with my other hand and it didn't work.
There you go.
But that's it. So one of the reasons we do this podcast is this is a shortcut, folks. We have, if we haven't done it ourselves, we know people who have done it and we've asked the questions of them. We've got the information from them. We've teased it out of them. We've got it for you and we're presenting it to you so that you don't need to waste time working it all out for yourself. So it's a definite shortcut. And there are people who have focused entirely on certain platforms.
Yeah.
And they are experts at it.
Yeah.
They know all about it. But ask them about anything else and they haven't a clue.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to sit and learn it or are they going to get help?
They just go to someone at the same level as they are in their platform and ask them, how the hell do I do this? How do I cross over?
So that leads on really well that we'll be having experts in all these fields.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I've got a friend who's an Instagram expert. He does some amazing stuff and, you know, will grow you to 100,000 followers, you know, pretty easily. And they are people that want to follow you, not just any old follower.
Yeah.
These are useful people that you can then monetize.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's the key.
That's the key.
That's right.
It's the key for us, Business Profit Club. It's the key. It's how do you make the money from all of this? So I know one of the things when we're talking platforms, a lot of people get concerned about content, creating content, having to create it for lots of different platforms, and how much of this, you know, how long is it going to take me?
Well, the good thing about this is there are ways, which we will discuss, about automating this process. So you can share from Facebook and Instagram to all the other platforms that we've suggested, but still focusing on those two. So it's like you're getting free traffic from the other ones, but the main point is that you're still focusing on those two.
Yeah.
The software like Hootsuite, there's Kukai.
Social Bee. I've got various things.
There's all sorts.
Do it.
And I think we're going to do a video on that, aren't we?
We will show people how to do, you know, intros to those sort of things, and how you can do some simple sort of cross-pollinating of your platforms on that. But also sometimes people sort of worry about, how do I come up with content? And one of the things you need to think about is, assume that nobody knows anything about what you do, and how it's so useful for them and how it can solve their problems. One of the weirdest things when you're in business and talking to people in business is, it never fails to amaze me how people assume that everyone else knows what they know.
Mm.
And they're experts in their field. It's relatively niche. How the hell would we know the level of info that you do? So sometimes just sharing some of that info, and don't be afraid to give it away for free.
Golden nuggets,
because people will sort of go, wow, that's great. That's been really useful. And then in the future, you'll know that you've given away some great value when in the feeds from some of these social media things, you get tagged into conversations.
Yeah.
So when people sort of go, oh, I'm really struggling with Facebook ads or whatever, and I get tagged in and I just sort of go, oh, yeah, yeah. So yesterday someone was asking about subtitles.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, right, there's a really cool feature in there and what have you. And they went, oh, right, can you show me how? So I just put together a quick screenshot guide and just put it up there for people to have a look at. So I know that the people who are involved in that conversation, next time they've got a problem, they're going to come back to me.
To the best. To the best.
There you go. And it's that sort of thing that it's amazing what content is out there, because what people don't realize is good content to put out there, because they just assume that everyone knows what they know.
Talent.
And I mean, we've been talking about this, and with this, we can see this podcast and the topics going for years, because we're never going to catch up with everything that we know.
It's always
and everything
evolving
that we can share. It's all always changing. But there's so much out there that can be done. But in terms of content, worry less about that at the moment. We need to just have a quick recap on what we were talking about today. So let's just park the content at the moment. Let's just recap what you need to do, because we always at the Business Profit Club like to give you a simple plan for you to follow. So
you one, two, three.
I'll start off with number one, which is grab your real estate. And by that, we mean the names that you will be known by on all these platforms. So get out there and see what there is, whether it's you personally, your personal name. So some people want to be the brand of you. Some people want to be the company. So whether it's whichever one it is, see if you can get that name when you're starting a new account in all those platforms. So that's the first thing. Grab that real estate.
Book early. Don't be disappointed.
There you go.
Number two, you need to concentrate on two.
Maximum two.
One or two, but two maximum platforms that you think you're leading it on to you.
Getting competent. Yeah. But it's where the third one is, where you think your customer will be. If you think they're on Facebook, there's little or no point doing Snapchat. You know, stick to Facebook, get good at it. So that's what you want to do. And we've got a free PDF. So we'll put a link on that on the website, businessprofitclub.co.uk. Download that avatar PDF and work out your customer. So that's number three. Pick the one where you think your customer is. And the final one.
And don't be scared to ask for help from others.
Yeah.
Email us. If you know anyone else that's in social media, you can always speak to them.
Yeah, they'll do. Ask the question. Ask the question. Someone will always
know
ask, something.
You'll never find out.
No, you don't. And finally, the content. Just start off with some of the content. Just start off doing a few things. And then we can work out, you know, we'll talk about how you can automate it and how you can share it across the platforms. And you can use the same thing five or six different times and what have you. So there we go. Real estate, concentrate on one or two. Find out where your customer is. Ask for help from others and automate it to share it across the platforms. So, hey, how about that? Platforms, I told you it was magic. I was too slow, wasn't I?
You were too slow. Yeah.
Let's do it again. I told you it was magic. All right. So there we go. That's been another episode. Hopefully you've got something there. If you haven't done any of that, then you need to go away and do it all right now. Stop the car, pull over, get your laptop out and start doing all this right now.
Yeah. Or you could wait till you get home and do it, but just make sure you do.
Yeah, make sure you do. And as always, drop us an email. Let us know how you're getting on, whether you found that useful, and if there's anything you want us to talk about. The other things, obviously, you can share this podcast, subscribe, give us a review. And
what's coming up next week?
Next week, let's have a look. Here we go. Flick, flick, flick. Right. Why us?
Yeah. Why?
That's a bloody good question. Isn't
yeah.
It? I'm going to have to think about of it. Yeah. Think yeah, of an answer me for too. That. And then we've got artificial intelligence.
That'll be a good one.
And then also, you know, again, a focus on your business, your why, and your story. We'll go into a bit more of that and we'll use some examples. But then we've got one of the things that I think a lot of people will find huge value, and that is the website platform. So you know how you get it? You buy a domain name,
yeah,
and you can get bundled in it, like yeah. a website builder attached to it. The pros and cons of using those sort of things, or a lot of people use WordPress. Yeah. I've got one on Squarespace.
Wix.
Other people send it out and just hand it over to someone and then get something back and think, what the hell's that?
Yeah.
So it's all the pros and cons of doing website, whether you do it yourself, outsource it, understand it, do bits, you know, what software, what tools to use and all the rest of it. And then following on from that, we will do an analysis of a website and the old Pareto 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
And what you should focus on.
Definitely so, have a look at that.
So there you go. That's what's coming up in the next few weeks. And beyond that, Facebook is dead.
That's going to be a good
discuss.
Topic. Exactly.
You never know. By the time we get to that, it could be.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of thinking
there's more chance of you growing hair.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. There you go. Hey. Growing hair. I like that. I think on that, you know, here we go. On that bombshell, we need to call this. We need to wrap this one up. We need to move on, don't we? We need to let you get on and do all those things that we've just been telling you about on your social media platforms, grabbing all that real estate, doing all those actions, and let us know how you get on. This has been an episode of the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Sai Sai Hearn.
Sai Sai, we'll see you soon.
See you later.
Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep shtum. Cheers for now.